Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Welcome back to Good Things Radio. Merry Christmas to you. Welcome to Good Things Radio, episode number 37. And what a special show this is as we celebrate the incarnation, the Word made flesh, born among us, dwelling with us still. And in lieu of our usual opening prayer, I'd like to share the gospel message, which of course is a prayer also lifted up out of the mouths of babes, or in this case, Linus, something that might sound familiar to you. Take a listen.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
That is what Christmas is all about. Amen to Linus. And that, by the way, is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Thank you so much for joining me for this special episode on the show today, A Good Friday Christmas. A little different. Did you realize that with Christmas falling on a Friday this year, that exactly 12 weeks to the day after we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we will observe his crucifixion, his dying and resurrection, 12 weeks to the day on Good Friday. And today, we're going to knit those two events together in a simple way, just a little way, as we take the final sacred steps to the stable and what this Christmas holds for each one of us, this one and only never to be again Christmas 2015. But before we get underway, I have a few grateful-hearted thank yous as a Merry Christmas thank you from my heart to you to share. Thank you, and God bless you to A. Hyder, Tara, Marissa, and also Barb Gibbs. They are our latest Good Things Radio good friends using the Podbean program, and they join Vanessa, Lil Nessie, that we've talked about, that we pray for every day, Alvarito, Dorsey Hauser, Bauer Physics, Georgia Jenny, all of them receiving personal prayer intention covering from our family, and also the CD, Pray With Me, a Treasury of Catholic Prayers, that a gift to say thanks for being a Podbean patron. And the way it works, very simple, just to say, you know what? I think that this show has merit. I want to keep it going. And so to do that, you can pledge a dollar a show, 20 bucks a month. There's no maximum or minimum. And it's easy just to go to podbean.com, find Good Things Radio, and you can become a good friend. A Podbean patron is how it works. And you can also subscribe. I have the app. You can also find us at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. That's always the easiest way to touch base, say hello, drop us an email. O come, Emmanuel. That is my favorite Christmas song. And it's not a holly, jolly, Frosty the Snowman kind of tune, but clearly, as you hear the violin there, it's a haunting melody, and that's what I love. The lyrics talk about that messianic theme of waiting for a Savior. We talked about this in the last episode with the O Antiphons, and that amazing fact that Christ's sacrifice was so great that it couldn't be limited to just Israel. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, tells us, He is salvation to the ends of the earth. Romans says, He is my salvation, and your salvation is the salvation of any who call upon His name. And in Luke we read, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high, love that lyric, has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And that's a theme that I've been thinking about really this entire Advent of walking through life with one of my best friends in the world, my spiritual sister, Jen, and the loss of her daughter, which I know we talked about on the show, on the episode specifically, Mercy for Moms. And I want to, I guess, share a quick side note for those of you that have been praying for the family from that moment that we shared the news of her 11-year-old daughter, Evie, passing away. That was on October 31st. And here is a mom who is also pregnant at the same time, losing her daughter suddenly. And then around November 22nd, Jen was taken to the hospital for what turned out to be a kidney stone. Oh, and ouch. I can't imagine being pregnant and having a kidney stone. But then that turned into an infection, then went to pneumonia in one lung, which then went to pneumonia in the other lung. And her life was in danger. So at that point, they went in and ended up having to take the baby, little Mr. Gabriel, in an emergency C-section. But the good news is that the baby is home. He's doing really well. He was born about 32 weeks. And mom is home too. She's doing well, better every day. But talk about the road to Calvary. She has walked it. Interestingly enough, earlier this year, she actually took a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. So it's always something how that foreshadowing of the Passion is relived in our lives in so many ways, and the power of the cross when it's offered up. But that's what makes me think of a Good Friday Christmas, because I know she's not alone. So many really have a difficult time these days. My friend Anna, who lost her son on December 23rd, so every year, thinking about this being the fourth anniversary of his heavenly homecoming, my mom, a widow, and so many. I mean, the great majority of the planet is not waking up on Christmas morning with, you know, the fireplace and full presents and an eggnog belly full of, you know, happiness. I think that it teaches us gratitude, and we all feel that, but also the reminder to think about the larger scope of what this season really means. And so this in particular is for those who have heavy hearts this Christmas. And it's from one of my favorites, Father Edward Hayes. I want to share this with you. It's a little writing. It says, in her Nazi concentration camp journal, Eddie Hillesum, a young Jewish woman, reflected that God wasn't coming to physically rescue her. One thing is becoming increasingly clear to me, she writes, that you cannot help us right now, that we help you by helping ourselves. All that really matters is that we safeguard the little of you, God in ourselves, and perhaps in others as well. Alas, there doesn't seem to be much of you yourself that you can do about our circumstances right now, and I don't hold you responsible. You cannot help us, but we must help you and defend your dwelling place inside us to the last. In her journal, you know, she talks about the fact that Emmanuel, the Holy One, he wasn't going to send at this time angels to overpower the guards, and that she was crying out to God, and although he was there, there was still darkness. And instead, she had to do what she could by protecting that small light, that divine dwelling within her. And that's what Christmas is about. And for many, they're walking into this season of light, still feeling the darkness around them in a hopeless situation, whether it's those that are dealing with cancer and in the last days, like my friend Joe right now, or in many that we know, slipping into that slippery slide of Alzheimer's, and on, from those with chronic illnesses like migraines to addictions, where we know that we must answer God's prayer to safeguard Emmanuel within us, that God is a savior, a rescuer, a ransom captive Israel. That's what I love. God among us, and that mystical presence dwells in a small, still place in our hearts. And Father Edward Hayes, he goes on to write, like a tiny flickering pilot light, it can quickly activate warm-hearted kindness, sharing of one's meagerness with the needy, acceptance of those who are malicious, even for a little stale bread that you hand out to those in need. Any of these can make Emmanuel come forth brightly in the darkness. And I just love that reflection that no matter where we are, whether we are on the mountaintop or in the valley, that God within us, that light in our hearts, is something that can always be protected and preserved. And that's what Christmas is about, as we draw close to the manger and we see him, the beautiful God incarnate robed in flesh, and enthrone him in our hearts. Also, one of our listeners sent some audio feedback that ties into this beautifully. So thank you to Christina for that feedback. She talks about Our Lady and her role in our hearts this Christmas. Take a listen.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Good Things Radio friends. This is Christina. And I just wanted to say a little bit about Mary, our Blessed Mother, and Advent, and how it's such a perfect time to just be so aware of her with the Feast of the Immaculate Conception and the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who I'm specifically really drawn to. I lost my mom to breast cancer 20 years ago when I was 23 years old. So a lot of life's things that have come along have been a little difficult without my mom here. Getting married and having children, which I just have done recently in the past 6 or 7 years. And my devotion to Mary and asking for her intercession has really blossomed. And she has given me the greatest gifts, these women, spiritual mothers here on earth, to guide me and pray for me, and just when I need it the most. And I just thank God every day for helping me be aware that they're right there in front of me, and they are like so given to me as gifts from God. My wedding was very, very low budget, and so I had a lady from our church who is kind of related to, her son is married to my husband's sister. So it's my sister-in-law's mother-in-law. Her name is Rosa, and she's from Mexico. She's lived here in the States about 30 years now, and her devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe is incredible. Her stories could go on for days. So she made my wedding dress, and the pattern wasn't really working well, and she said, come here. I was over for a fitting, and she sewed it right on me, like hold your arms up, and she sewed. And she talked to me about marriage. She's married 40 plus years. And what a wonderful gift. And I was actually married on her birthday, and she was there. And she didn't for once falter. She gave of herself selflessly for me. And that's what a mother does. And that's what Our Lady of Guadalupe and our Blessed Virgin Mary Mother gave me, that gift of a mother. Another quick story. I was celebrating with the children just this past weekend, the feast day, and we have a Guadalupe Society at our church. It's a big Hispanic parish, and I was sitting there, and one of the ladies came up and untucked my hair from my jacket, and I looked up at the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and I just thanked her, because that's something a mother does, and that's something you miss when you don't have your mom, is a mother's touch. And it was gentle, and it was kind, and it lasted a half a second, but it really meant a lot to me. Our feast mass was at midnight because just of the Advent and it falling on a Saturday this year. So before I went Friday night to the church, it was about 9 o'clock, and I thought, I'm going to lay down for a little bit before I go. And I laid down, and I closed my eyes, and I was laying very straight and still because I'd already straightened my hair and everything and didn't want to wrinkle my shirt before going to church. So I was laying on my bed, and I was dozing off, and I saw Our Lady of Guadalupe looking away from me, the back of the mantle with the stars, and I could see her hands folded, and she turned. And when she turned to look at me, it was the face of my mother. It was so special and so amazing to know that there really is that connection, and that they're in heaven and they're watching over me. And it's just such peace knowing that, and knowing that I will be surrounded by these women that will pray for me and that will love me and that will guide me just as my mother and our mother of God will in heaven. So this Advent, my focus is, as a woman and a mother, has just been to ponder. I've been just, everything that I see, and been just very aware. And then I just ponder that.
Oh, what a dream you had, Christina. Oh my, I'm just contemplating that. So Our Lady of Guadalupe's face turns, and it is the face of your mother. That is extraordinary. What a gift. It gives me chills, God bumps. Thank you so much. And I think, you know, on that note, that is the greatest gift. That is the gift that matters and that continues. If we can give her to our children, and of course, if we can carry the infant in our arms and hand him to our children in their hearts, then that's the great inheritance that we are heirs to, and that we can remember to ponder that long-expected Jesus. This is a short episode today, as I know that we're all busy and the schedules have changed and our kids are home, and for many of us, we're just trying to keep up. But I wanted to offer you that today, and there are so many more thoughts that I have about Good Friday, Christmas, where in so many ways, we're not thinking about the manger for those that are suffering. We're thinking about Good Friday and the pain that is the passion that so often enters our lives because we feel it so acutely. This fixed point in such a fast-moving world where we feel good when all the faces are around the table as they should be. But when something's different, it hurts, and it's like a magnifying glass. So that is my prayer to you, like we heard in that letter from the young woman in a very dark place in a Nazi camp, that this pilot light of Christ will shine forth, even if it's for a moment, and that as you go to Mass and you breathe, not math, I'm not doing any math right now on vacation, as you go to Mass and you breathe in the incense, that your prayers rise to heaven, and that that heavenly host of angels descends in your heart. That is my prayer for you. I can't wait to check in and talk about our Christmas in the aftermath. I'm hoping to pop on and do a New Year's episode. I was talking to my mom. We were going to have a little house party, and only in the way that middle-aged and senior citizen ladies can do it. So we'll see if that happens. I'd love your feedback. Do you have something already that you're thinking about for the new year ahead? What is your Christmas hope, and what have the blessings that have unfolded for you for Advent been? Please let us know. I'd love to make you a part of our New Year show and have it be a community. And of course, you can always reach us at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. I want to thank my friend Jennifer for such a beautiful year of podcasts in Good Things Radio when it started and where it's gone to and come today. And of course, the Lord. And for each and every Podbean patron, I cannot thank you enough, because in the moments when I'm pulled and stressed, I think, is anybody listening? Is this show matter? And your feedback and your support is truly a gift from my heart. So I thank you so much and look forward to the year ahead for all of us. Happy Merry Christmas. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of Good Things Radio. If you want Good Things Radio to continue, please consider becoming a GTR good friend as well. And you can go to podbean.com, sign up that way, look for Good Things Radio. And you can also download the app and shoot us an email, feedback@goodthingsradio.com. Also, another little gift, you can help us out if you go to iTunes and subscribe to the link. You'll get all the episodes that way, and also leave a review. We'd be so grateful. And that's how we'd like to wrap today, just in a prayer for Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, Lord Almighty, we come to you so grateful for this day, Christmas, as we celebrate. Let you, Christ, be born anew in us on this holy day. And may today not be the end, but rather the beginning of celebrating in so many ways the 12 holy and merry days of Christmas and the great gifts that you have for us each day in infinite ways, and that you will unfold and lay out in the year ahead, we pray. God bless you, my friends. Merry Christmas. And until next time, may the Lord of Light show you all good things. Thank you to my producer, Mark Cumming, from Cumming Home Studios, for his always amazing dynamic skills and quick work. Mark is a producer extraordinaire, so any projects that you might be working on, check him out. His website is cumminghomestudios.com. Not only a fantastic producer, but a great, great man of character and friend. God bless you.